I'm going to cry talking about it. The bright light that my daughter deserves that will live on and make her memory live on.
It's difficult for Tammy Schuler to hold back her tears as she talks about her daughter, Alex. With the creation of the Alex Rice Peace Park Foundation, the memorial was constructed. Alex was struck by a car as she was coming home from work on her longboard along Heim Road on July 8, 2011. Schuler tears up as she talks about her daughter.
She was my only child. So basically, I'm a mother without a child. And it's, I mean, every Mother's Day, every anniversary, as I watch her friends get married and have children, that's a part of my life that was taken from me.
The driver of the car that struck Alex was Dr. James Corisanti. He served 8 months in jail after found guilty of a misdemeanor driving while intoxicated charge, but was acquitted on leaving the scene and evidence tampering. Corisanti had been drinking, speeding, and texting. The family reached a civil settlement 3 years ago. The new skate park will offer a safe haven for skateboarders and serve as a lasting memorial for the young woman.
I kind of feel like, do you remember when Sally Fields won her Oscar and she stood up and she said, they like me. They really like me. I think that's the acceptance that my daughter is getting from the community that she didn't get in life. It's acceptance. For me, it's the college graduation that I'll never get to go to. It's the wedding that I never got to go to. It's all the life events that were taken from me. This is the substitute.
Ground was broken last year at this time to create the Peace Park in her memory.
I also, when I was there last Thursday, I dipped her wheels from her original longboard and her shoes into the wet concrete. So there's a little tribute to her in the corner.
The foundation received a grant from the Tony Hawk Foundation and New York State. But now, to ensure the park is here for years to come, the foundation is also encouraging citizens and businesses to purchase bricks.
We just had a meeting with Tony Hawk on Saturday, and we were talking about different ways to kind of keep things active. And we're talking about starting to team up with Parks and Recreation and do skateboard lessons. And I just think it's just going to keep growing. And every time you think we've completed something, we found another way to grow.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.